Officials are investigating a large fire in Bethel that started just after 8 p.m. Monday night behind the post office. The fire destroyed an alcohol treatment center under construction by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports.
No one was hurt in the fire, and YKHC officials don't know how it started. The Bethel Fire Department responded to the blaze just after 8 o'clock on Monday night. A cloud of orange lit up the southwest Alaska town's horizon and could be seen across town. Marlon Lake, who lives in Chivac, stood outside in the rain nearby the fire, looking on in disbelief. The 21-year-old says he'd just been released from the hospital when he stepped outside and noticed the fire.
When I first came out of the hospital, I saw just big flames going up in the air. There was a couple explosions, and yeah, there's another explosion going on. Big flames and everything.
YKHC officials say the $12.5 million alcohol treatment center had been under construction for about a year. The center was meant to be a 16-bed regional facility.
Guys, can't block this road. Emergency vehicle's going to be coming through. Go back. Go back.
Get off the road.
Hurry up.
Besides doing traffic control, Jerry Fredericks with the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, or AVEC, was keeping an eye on the town's diesel power plant just about 1,000 yards away.
We're keeping an eye on it, though. Lucky it's far enough away. But what a waste of a brand new building, huh? Golly. This is the new PATC building. So.
Do you know how far along they were?
Yeah, they were just putting the roofs on. I mean, they had the roofs on, and it's this foam panel building. They're called SIPs. They're insulated panels, and you can see how hot they burn.
Up closer, the building crackles and pops as rain and snow fall. That's where Dan Winkleman, the president and CEO of YKHC, was fielding phone calls. He said he was most concerned about safety.
I just don't want anyone to get hurt, any of the fire crews or anyone. You know, contain the fire as best they can. Thank everyone for that, but I don't want anyone to get hurt over this.
Winkleman told KYUK in an email Monday night that he doesn't believe the building is a total loss. He says the foundation is good, as well as some panels and other materials at the site. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.